This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slamming the president's decision to appoint Richard Grenell to be the next acting director of national intelligence. Pelosi says the move shows that the president has again, quote, put his political interests ahead of America's national security interests, and she argues Grenell's only qualification is his absolute loyalty to the president. When it comes to Wednesday night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, by several measures, like the time each candidate spent speaking, the numbers of tweets about each hopeful during the event, and some surveys of those who watched it, it seems Elizabeth Warren was seen as the winner. Michael Bloomberg, who was on the debate stage for the first time in this race, says, in fact, President Trump was the winner.
Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In New York City, the jury in the trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein wants a readback of testimony from one of his accusers, the actress accusing him of raping her in the 1990s. The jury's been very active since getting the case, requesting a blueprint on Weinstein's Lower Manhattan apartment, a clarification to the 5 sex crime charges he faces, and readbacks from other witness testimony as well. The controversy continues over whether to remove the bust of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest from the Tennessee State Capitol. Lawmakers and others debated the issue before the Tennessee Capitol Commission yesterday. Democratic State Representative Harold Love Jr. said that the bust of the former slave trader belongs in a state museum, so it can be appreciated as history. Others called the bust of the suspected early leader of the KKK a symbol of hate and division. Cy Sperling, the founder of Hair Club for Men, has died. The Bronx-born Sperling became a household name after starring in commercials for his company in the 1980s. His famous catchphrase at the end of every ad?
And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Sperling went on to become kind of a celebrity, making appearances on late-night talk shows and even once on Saturday Night Live. Cy Sperling was 78. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, not because it's easy, but because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen, and because the dividend that it will pay, not only for us today, but I think particularly about our kids and our grandkids and what kind of America we are putting in their hands. Chris Farrell is going to be joining us, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. He's an expert on all things Benghazi, served as a military intelligence officer, specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. Chris, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks very much.
And Chris, again, you know, what stops me all the time when we have the opportunity to talk about it is to really appreciate your wiring and your background as a military intelligence officer. And certainly your skill set is being appropriately utilized with Judicial Watch. But I got to imagine, you know, the context of being a military intelligence officer and knowing what it is, what the mission, the information that you're getting. And now you take that skill set and you run into all kinds of obstacles through the body politic, you know, through the political system and the deep state. This has to be frustrating for you. I would be in constant therapy.
That's funny. Well, it certainly is helpful to decode and decrypt the various activities of government, you know, that we bump up against with Judicial Watch. I've been with Judicial Watch for the last 20 years, going on 21, and
wow.
You know, I've got the best job in the world when it comes to digging into what the government is or is not doing to us and for us. But as you mentioned, you know, so my misspent youth was spent mostly doing counterespionage work. And that is a very helpful sort of skill set with respect to understanding, you know, the government, what it does, what it doesn't do, what really happens in organizations like the FBI and the CIA and the Defense Department versus what is kind of spooned out for the public to feed on, because they're two very different things, as you might imagine.
Well, I can only imagine because, you know, I mean, reading your tweets and Tom Fenton's tweets and, you know, what it must be like for you. In fact, we just had a conversation with Peter Schweitzer the other day. And, you know, here he does deep dive investigations and things that seem so obvious that, and
yeah,
criminal.
He's a great guy, and he does tremendous work.
And you go, wait a minute, why are we still, you know, dancing on the head of a needle here? Why can't we move this along? Whether it has to do with the, you know, the whistleblower and, you know, you've been doing a lot of work, to push the evidence forward on this because we couldn't talk about it. But, you know, this whole deal was so obviously, rigged, you know, from the get-go. The fact that they would change the rules about whistleblowers 30 days before, the whistleblower comes out, and then Adam Schiff and his crew are claiming that, they had no connection with, Chiarmella.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that, just in the last couple of days, both the CIA and the Department of Justice came back to us in writing and, gave us what's referred to as a Glomar response. The details of that use of that term really doesn't matter. What you need to know is that both the CIA and the Justice Department refused to confirm or deny the existence of any Eric Chiarmella records, because we had asked, okay, we're not getting involved in deciding or calling out whether this guy's the whistleblower or not. But there are public records from White House visitor logs that anyone can go look at showing that this guy was employed in the White House for a long period of time, had all sorts of contacts and meetings, was having visitors come in, he was going out to meetings, et cetera, et cetera. And so we said, well, great. He's a CIA analyst, and he had contacts and communications with the Justice Department, so in his official capacity, working at the National Security Council, please give us records and documents concerning, you know, his meetings, his communications, all the stuff that's normally publicly available.
Exactly.
And so for them to come back and do this, we can't confirm or deny the existence of any records. I mean, first of all, it's preposterous at face value. But what they've also just done is essentially confirm, you know, all the supposition and speculation concerning this this phony leaker, this guy who really, I mean, in my estimation, the guy's engaged in a pattern of leaking and political manipulation that should have him dismissed, if not, you know, criminally investigated, perhaps even charged. Who knows?
Well, Chris, the frustration, you know, for the other side, I'm talking about Republicans and conservatives and people that just want to know the truth of what, you know, Chiarmella and Adam Schiff put into motion here, is that if it was the other way around, again, we find ourselves, you know, posed with that question. If it was Adam Schiff asking for this information, he would have gotten it lickety-split. But because it's a conservative group, you're straight-armed, and again, the ruse continues.
Yeah, and look, sadly, we deal with this all the time. I mean, and so we'll go to court and we'll sue them, and they'll get in front of a federal judge, and the judge is going to say, okay, so why is it you're taking this position? They're just asking for records about the work of a government employee, like any other government employee. And so we'll press the issue. You know, we have a very long memory and we never quit. So it'll all come out. People won't like it, but that's what we do.
Well, the challenge that you have is there's this slight window of opportunity. This is assuming, I mean, and the window will open up broader again if Donald Trump is reelected. God forbid he's not reelected, because if that's the case, and now you have a, you know, Democratic forces in play and in control, then that makes your job that much more difficult, doesn't it?
It's a yes and a no thing, and I'll tell you why.
You're not glow-marring me, are you?
I'm not. The yes and the no of this is that, you know, whether you call it the deep state or whether you call it the establishment or whether you call it, you know, sort of professional political Washington, D.C., there's any number of different names for it. But the institution of government itself, you know, it's very resistant to inspection. It doesn't like anybody asking questions, and that's regardless of who's in power. The example that I like to use, because people can easily glom onto this and understand it, is that even though you have someone like Attorney General Barr sitting atop the Department of Justice, the rank and file, right, the people filling the offices and the cubicles, you know, are like an army of Sally Yateses and Bruce Orrs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General probably has, I don't know, 6-10 people that he can actually rely on. And then the vast rank and file of the Justice Department are people that voted in the, I don't know, high 80th, low 90th percentile to Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
They loathe President Trump, and they will do whatever they can to stall or to actively thwart him.
It is, like you said, whether you call it the deep state, the administrative state, I think is what K.T. McFarland is referring to it as.
The establishment, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it is there, the D.C. Cocktail Circuit Group. You know, it's all right there. We're talking with Chris Farrell, and that conversation continues. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdery Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Let me tell you, it requires all hands. It requires we the people. You know, this is the frustrating part of the elites, is that, and that's clear. The clear takeaway of the Mueller investigation, the Ukraine investigation, is the elites feel like they shouldn't be held accountable, that they know more than we do. They want to deny that this is a government of, for, by, we the people. Okay, so you have to imagine the org chart is turned on its head. This is the way our founding fathers denied it, because they knew that if we put unrestrained power in the hands of few people, it would be out of control, and that would be the death nail of this incredible American experiment. With us right now is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, continues with us. Chris, as you were saying earlier, the administrative state, you know, like most people, I mean, let's face it, you know, as human beings, we don't want people, you know, looking into our stuff. We want to be, controlling and protective of what it is that we're doing, because we are human, and I guess with that comes the temptation to cut edges and, you know, take shortcuts and that sort of thing, which is not necessarily in the public interest. And so it's natural to understand why they may want to hide some of this, not to mention the fact that they all are basically setting up their own individual fiefdoms to a degree, are they not?
You are exactly correct. So there's careerism, there's opportunism, there's a lot of sort of secondary or tertiary motives that end up being pushed ahead of what they really should be doing, which is, look, all these government employees, they are nothing but our trusted servants.
Yes.
You know, they do that. They do not rule or govern. They act as our agents, and they're our employees, and somehow they forget that.
Yeah, they should be the ones that are calling out these discrepancies. It's not like we should be relying so much on, you know, the Judicial Watch, what you and Tom have been doing and the team, you know, for all these years, and the Schweitzers and others, you know, that come to mind, that have really helped out. The mainstream media is MIA in most of this, sadly, because when you consider their resources and what they could be doing on behalf of the people, but they've lost their way to, as you say, forsake what their purpose du jour is all about, and that is to serve we the people.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, so let's talk about the Stone fiasco. This thing really kind of blew up pretty quick. I think there was some TikTok timing that was interesting between what A.G. Barr was considering, and then you've got Donald Trump, you know, with his finger on the Twitter.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's people out there who are trying to either demonize or sensationalize that. Some are even trying to say it's, you know, inappropriate or unlawful influence. What a load of garbage. The President of the United States has people that work for him, one of whom is the Attorney General of the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. This notion that there's somehow the Department of Justice or the Attorney General is independent, you keep hearing that word over and over again, and it's a load of bunk. He's an employee of the President. He serves at his pleasure, right? The President is the chief executive of the United States, and he has all these executive departments that work for him. And when, you know, conniving little weasels in the Department of Justice dream up a way of trying to nail a guy with 7 to 9 years for what's really a glorified parking ticket offense, mm-hmm. and the President says, look, this is crazy. Why are we doing this? You know, even the Attorney General reportedly was briefed on this and objected to it before the President even tweeted about it.
Exactly.
And the Attorney General has also been clear that there was no communication, there was no ask, there was no pressure, there's zero. 7 to 9 years for a phony process crime charge on perjury. I got a little news for you. You know, in my past life when I was doing counterespionage work, if I interviewed you for 2 hours, I guarantee you I could get you on a charge of 18 U.S. Code 1001, which is false official statement. Mm-hmm. Because in the course of 2 hours of me interviewing you, you will either contradict yourself or you will use two different ways to describe the same thing. And so I'll come back and say, yeah, look, you were less than truthful. You weren't forthright. I can, one time you said of, and the next time you said from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Look, Stone is no angel. He's a controversial guy. There's a lot of people that, you know, hate him or have mixed feelings about him. That isn't the point. You know, when you try to put a guy away for years and years over something that was, like I said, it's a glorified parking ticket offense.
Mm-hmm.
Should he suffer for something that he's done? Maybe, mm-hmm. but keep it proportional.
Right.
There are rapists. There are people who have engaged in murder or manslaughter who are put away for
a lot less time.
7 to 9 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were reporting that a rapist, on average, about 4.5 years of incarceration. Somebody going
yeah, look,
in.
I know cases. Crazy. I have many friends in law enforcement in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They have rapists out on ankle bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
no kidding.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, and of course, what they're also doing in New York City is they will go ahead and. Get a conviction and then let them out the next day. I mean, it's absolutely insane. But yet, because Roger Stone is a character, I mean, he's been on the show. I've interviewed him several times. He's a man of bravado and exaggeration. With Roger Stone, you get egg rolls because that's who he is. In this particular case, as you said, you can tie somebody up. Katie McFarland, in her new book that's going to be coming out next week, I mean, she talked about the grueling ordeal she went through, just to your point about the interrogation and that. She said she had to go to, I think she ended up in Scotland or something. She just called time and she went away. She just had to get away and clear her head. But, you know, it's everything that they put you through, and then, you know, let's talk about the expense. What they've done to General Flynn, they bankrupted him. And, something that one of the agents who was there for the interrogations said, it really wasn't a lie, but somehow it comes out that it's a lie, and then these talking heads from CNN and everything they presented is it was an absolute lie. And, it's like, whoa, you guys say bigger lies than what the general was accused of, but, you know, for you it's a misstatement, or Andrew McCabe, he wasn't altogether.
Yeah, look at McCabe and Comey, where it's documented. There are inspector general reports and internal FBI and Department of Justice, records reporting, detailing the numbers, plural, of times that they lied, both under oath and in official inquiries where you're expected to just be forthright and truthful.
Exactly.
All that's documented, and they're off on television and doing book tours.
And now he's doing an end zone dance like Jesse Smollett. I think you got to be careful, because I'm not sure the fat lady is finished singing on that whole event yet.
Well, Mr. Durham is still doing his thing, so we'll see what happens.
Exactly. We got a couple minutes left, Chris. I've been wanting to talk to you about Seth Rich. This has been one of those things that's been hanging out there forever, and you and Judicial Watch has requested the Seth Rich records. Update us on that.
Yeah, so this has been an ongoing investigation and also the subject of litigation for us since the murder of this young man in July of 2016. So he's in his late 20s, 27, 28 years old, when he was murdered on a Sunday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:20 on a street in Washington, D.C. It's a highly unusual murder in that, he shot twice in the back in what reportedly is a bungled robbery attempt.
Yes.
Except that.
So bungled, they didn't even take his wallet, right?
Yeah, right. So the Rolex watch on his wrist, his wallet, credit cards, and cash are all left. But the guy gets shot twice. So it's an unsolved murder. It's a tragedy. I mean, regardless of there's a lot of speculation of politics around. Yeah,
you've got some email reference message between Strope and Page, right?
They quash something, and we want to know what that is.
Exactly. Well, as always, Chris, keep up the great work. We appreciate all that you're doing on behalf of We the People, and we thank you so much for coming on the show. You take care.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, here with Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This November, we're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bill Martinez.
I thought it was a great night for Bernie Sanders. I thought it was a great night for Donald Trump. I thought it was a terrible night for the Democrats.
The truth is Bernie Sanders is on a trajectory to be the Democratic nominee.
To me, I just don't see him having any shot in a general election. I'm panicked. I am absolutely panicked. Well,
no one but Bernie, Stephanie. Come on. He's an anarchist. He would love to burn down the United States.
If we nominate a socialist like Bernie Sanders, we're going to lose. It'll be like George McGovern. It'll be a blowout.
And nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. You're just pandering to the Bernie people. And you know what pandering gets you? Nothing. It certainly doesn't get your respect.
Tom Perez needs to step down. He's a joke. He's a clown. He can't run the Democratic Party anymore. It's lost its way.
I don't see how Democrats do anything but bleed out when they put a socialist at the top of the ticket.
It is a death sentence for the party, and it will lead to Donald Trump's re-election.
The loser, as Leslie put it, are the Democrats.
They've got to get out there and say, I disagree with socialism. I believe in the markets. Right. I think he's wrong. I think he'll never get it done, and this country will never go that direction. And by the way, we'll lose 49 states.
Corbyn didn't work in England. Bernie ain't going to work in the United States. Anyone but Bernie.
Hey, there it is. I mean, it was not only the Democratic candidates savaging one another, it was their own media, their own propaganda machine savaging one another. With us right now is the Deputy Research Director at the Media Research Center, Jeff Dickens. Jeff, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, boy, what a mess. I mean, you watched it, and this was the only good thing for this debate was that it got ratings, right?
Yeah, it did get a big audience. That is for sure.
Well, they just, I mean, Mike Bloomberg did call out Sanders. He just said, come on, look at, you know, socialism isn't going to work. And, and of course, Sanders had to take some immediate exception to that. And then it was like, okay, how many houses do you have? And you're a millionaire, I'm a billionaire. So we got all that out. And, you know, and then the food fight continued.
Yeah, it was, we'll say it was entertaining, but it was fascinating to see the coverage of this debate in the media because they're all panicking about Bernie Sanders because he's got this base of support that he will not drop below. And they're worried because their number one goal is that they want to see Donald Trump defeated, the liberal media. And they think Bernie Sanders could lose in a landslide. Because what they've been doing for the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years is hiding the fact that the Democratic Party has basically been a socialist-like party. Well, here comes Bernie, who's out in the open calling their policies socialist, and they're like, stop doing that. Because if you look at even at the quote-unquote moderates in on the Democratic stage, like Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, you look at their records. We did this on Newsbusters. We look at their records. Amy Klobuchar, for example, one study we found voted 87% of the time
with
Bernie Sanders in a career. So Buttigieg wants to abolish the Electoral College, wants to give free college to illegal immigrants. So if they're the moderates,
they all want to give free health care to illegals as well. They
right.
all raise
That's
their
well.
Hands, right, without exception. So yeah,
That's
this
right.
is they've really exposed themselves. And you know, in Buttigieg, you know, some are starting to do a little bit more vetting on him, which the mainstream. I mean, he's been the darling of the mainstream media, but it's interesting they're starting to take a couple of steps back from Buttigieg. They're not propping him up as much as they have been in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed. And you know, what is starting to come out is Buttigieg's his dad, his involvement with with the socialists and communist ideas, you know, and even things that Buttigieg wrote as a young man in college and in high school, he has really mollified his statements and his wording in such a way that you almost feel like he's a bit of a double agent here.
Yeah, you know, you're right, but it's just, again, this is something we've been seeing. Just recently we've seen in the Democratic base. I really honestly, decades, we've seen the liberal media try to hide the leftism of the party. And you had Chris Matthews this past week was fascinating because he's out and saying, you know, he's kind of like one of maybe the last of the people on MSNBC that does remember there were moderates in the Democratic Party. And he has a brother, Jim Matthews, in Pennsylvania. I'm sure he's Republican. His brother is actually Republican. I'm sure he's telling him, look, Trump's going to win coal mining country. He's going to take Pennsylvania again. You cannot nominate these candidates who are talking about all these Green New Deals that are going to eliminate all these jobs.
Well, and the thing is, and this is the thing that's amazing to me, is they are echoing what Hillary Clinton said, which was a failed message in 16, and I guess they figure somehow they're going to continue to pound it into the voter politic and convince them that coal is no more, that they should walk away from their jobs and just trust the government to take care of them, right?
Yeah, and it's a failing strategy, and I know it's amazing that still, though, they're still in the media that think that Bernie's the way to go. They're so diehard. I mean, you can see like a Joy Reid and maybe Rachel Maddow, but it's funny to see sort of the infighting, not just within the Democratic Party, but even within the liberals in the media.
Yes, exactly. Well, especially because, you know, when the elites are unhinged to the degree that they are, it's a bit refreshing for us everyday people. because you're just watching them. I mean, you know, they would have led us to believe all these years that they've got all the goods. You know, they went to all the right colleges and, you know, they live in the big houses and they go to the specially selected cocktail parties, you know, for the special people. And here you're watching them, and I got to imagine Main Street America across the country is looking at these knuckleheads and going, oh my God, this is reality TV. This is hysterical, you know. And on top of that, then they go, how much are we paying some of these people? We're paying them $180,000 a year, and boy, they're just letting out in front of God and everybody how little they really do know about government.
Yeah, it's staggering. Like, cause I don't think Bernie Sanders has ever had a job in the private sector.
No, at 39, 40, started, you know, with a government job, and then he figured out how to take care of his wife, who was his girlfriend at the time, and he brings her in, basically creates a job for him when he was the mayor there, and they go, hey, wait a minute, Gino, you can't do that. Well, you know, he did it, and, you know, they whimpered, but nobody really took him to final task to say, wait a minute, you gotta get rid of her. You know, so he's had a very elitist, very entitled way of life for many years. And as you said, surprisingly, he hasn't, he hasn't had a job, but yet now he owns three houses and he's a millionaire. So he's kind of backed off a little bit on maligning people with millions. But then, you know, he'll go after the billionaires, which, you know, how many billionaires are we talking about in the country?
Well, and talk about the big scam that the media is not covering is his wife got all this money from this college that she scammed.
Exactly.
And these colleges, by the way, then, you know, Bernie and AOC, and they're all talking about, oh, we need to have free college. It's like college is so expensive because maybe you have professors like your wife and you know, college people on board that are hiking these tuitions to insane levels. And just beating the leftist academia.
Sure, exactly. And let's bring Elizabeth Warren in her yes. cultural appropriation and what she did and the kind of job that she had at Harvard as a professor because supposedly she was a minority, right?
Right, exactly. She took that job from a Native American. How dare she, right?
Right. Well, you see, this is what the Democrats do. They appropriate, and of course, now the latest appropriation is the economy. It's not the Trump economy. It's now the Obama economy. You know, we get to thank Barack Obama for the economy we have today.
Right, right.
I mean, we get to thank Barack Obama that it's not his economy. I mean, here he is. He served the worst recession in the history of our country, the recovery. And, you know, thank God for Donald Trump and some practical economic principles that is riding the ship for our country and for its citizens. Jeff Dinkins, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Charge $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. With us right now is Jeremy Camp. Yes. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing amazing, buddy. How you doing?
Well, hey, I'm doing wonderful. I mean, hey, look at, we're getting closer to the day we've all been waiting for. You know, I still believe in theaters everywhere starting March the 13th, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of I think maybe my wife are kind of gearing up for the unknown here.
You know, yeah, I bet.
But in my family, we're just really excited about, we've been praying, and my wife, you know, has been just saying, God, if this is not about your kingdom, then there's no point in this. And so we're just in that place of going, we want the Lord to be glorified in all of this, and we want people's lives to be changed. And so it's exciting to see what's going to happen.
Well, you know, the true story of your life, it started with you and Melissa. And, of course, God has written a second chapter for your life. But what we're going to see on the big screen come March the 13th is, well, like you say, it's a story of redemption and faith that only someone who has gone through the experience that you have gone through, you know, can appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a very raw, you know, part of my life. And I think it's, people are, you know, many times saying, how excited are you? And I'm like, of course, I'm very, very excited and kind of blown away at what God's doing through this. Mm-hmm. But it also brings up the hardest part of my life, the biggest part of my life. And it's been there's been some challenges and been some battles. And you know, every time I watch the film, which came out incredible, I break down. It's not an easy part of my life. But the scripture I love in 2 Corinthians that said that we're called to comfort others with what we've been comforted. And I take that scripture and I'm like, God, it's worth it to go through kind of all this again. And I know the stories that I'm going to hear, and I'm going to feel the weight of those stories. And it's okay, though, because God has, you know, comforted me in so many ways. And if I can, in some way, be an encouragement to others, then that's what I want to do.
You know, Jeremy, I kind of look at it as a big screen journal, you know, we're peeking into the journal of your life, right? And for people who do journal what God has shared with them during their walks of life, they go back and they read it, and it can be extremely powerful. It reminds us of the time that we thought we were empty and missing God's love, and then we look back and say, no, he was there all the time.
Yeah, there's... In the Old Testament, I love, they talk about Ebenezers, which are stones of remembrance. I think for me, I can look back and go, wow, Lord, look what you did when I felt like I couldn't get through this. Look what you did. And it's just a stone of remembrance constantly. And this is kind of, the whole movie is literally kind of a stone of remembrance of going, wow, this is reminding me of how God was faithful in my darkest time.
Well, it's only fitting that the Irwin brothers, who gave us I Can Only Imagine, produced this movie, I Still Believe. And I understand Bart Millard from Mercy Me was executive producer. In fact, he said in one interview, he goes, yeah, I was kind of surprised to find out. I didn't even realize I was producing this.
Yeah, I think they appreciated just his... understanding of walking through what he walked through. And I think that kind of wisdom experience, they're like, you know, I want to make you executive producer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He says, I think my job is just to, drag with me, like he has to drag you, but to bring Jeremy Camp along and, keep promoting the movie. But you couldn't ask for a better spokesperson.
Oh, yeah, I love him. So I'm really good about that.
Good guy. So, as you were watching the team bring this together, the Irwin brothers and Kevin Downs, Kevin, who we spoke with about a month ago, and Kevin was just so excited. I mean, you guys are just, I got to imagine, on the edge of your seats just to, you've gotten some early response, with some of the screeners that you've put out there, and people cannot wait to see the impact that this is going to have on the body of Christ, not only the body of Christ, the existing body of Christ, but new believers coming in.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things for me that I'm really excited about. Of course, I want to encourage the body, because that's what I've always done as well. But I also have had a heart for the lost. I'm an evangelist. I've gone over to many countries and preached the gospel, and that's just kind of what I do. And it's my heart. And so to know that this is going to reach, because movies reach a whole different group of people. It's a whole different experience, and it'll bring in people that may not come to a Christian concert, or may not come to a church, that may not come to a conference. They may come see a movie, and they're going to get the gospel. And what I love is this movie, is when you're watching the trailer, you're kind of watching the idea of the movie, it looks like a love story, which it is, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love between a man and a woman, but I believe people are going to walk out of there feeling the love of God throughout the whole thing, and they're going to know that that's why they're there, and that's the whole heart behind it.
Yeah, how do you get through something like this without God, Jeremy?
I don't know where I would. I mean, honestly, I had a moment in my life when everything happened where you have like two choices: either turn your back from God and say, you know what, forget you, I can't believe you allowed this to happen, and be angry and run away from God, and then what you do is you end up running towards the world. And the world is the cause of the problem in the first place, from just the fall and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't have any peace and have any hope, has no sense of joy. It's faithless. That's the world. Right. And then you go, you know what? The only place I can turn is to Jesus, because he really is the only source of hope and life and joy and peace. And I think everyone's going to experience trials and tribulations. Everybody, no matter if you know the Lord or you don't know the Lord. And I'd rather walk through it with the one who gives me the answer and gives me hope and gives me peace, because he can only know if he can.
Exactly. And for you, having gone through it, I mean, this is your testimony. It's like the blind man who now sees, something that no one can take away from you. People might say, well, Jeremy, so who is your God?
You're exactly right.
It's like, Well, let me tell you who my God is. And God forbid, in a way, I mean, we say God forbid because that's so trite to say, but and it is in so many ways. But the blessing of having gone through the valley of the shadow of death and realizing that God was alongside with you every step of the way when your eyes are opened up, in much the same way, I think of, you know, Abraham when he went to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son. You know, what kind of grief was he walking with at that moment in time to think, wait a minute, here's the son that I always wanted. God blesses me with him. And then he says, hey, look, at, I want you to go and take him up and sacrifice him. And he doesn't see the ram in the thicket until he's saved by the angel, right?
Right, exactly. So he went by just kind of stepping into it, knowing, God, I'm going to be obedient no matter what. And there was no, you know, in a sense, a side sacrifice. He didn't see it. So he was ready to go. And God said, okay, your obedience. I've provided a sacrifice, which, of course, that sacrifice is, as we see, kind of foreshadowing to Christ, you know, and that's what he's provided for us and the suffering that Christ went through. And for me, when I look about what I've been through and kind of, in a sense, the suffering that I went through, that God wasn't unaware. He was there the whole time. He never left me nor forsook me. And I realized in the midst of that, that the scripture says this slight momentary affliction is nothing compared to the weight of glory in store for us in heaven.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It's that understanding going, okay, does it make sense? You know, it didn't make sense for Abraham. It didn't make sense. But then on the other end of it, you go, okay, Lord, look what you've done. You know, you received the glory and the honor through all of this. And that's all
exactly.
That happens.
Well, the movie, based on the real-life story of chart-topping singer Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe. Jeremy, the title of the movie, there just seems like there's a real deep story on something so simple, but yet so powerful, I Still Believe. How did that come about?
Yeah, so it had been, you know, a few weeks since my wife went to meet the Lord, and I remember you'll see in the movie too, you'll see the angst and the grief and you know, all those things, anguish. And I was sitting there and God just spoke to my heart and said, take up your guitar. And I fought it for, I'm kind of like Peter. I have to hear it three times, you know, so, like, take up your guitar, you know? So finally I took my guitar up and the last thing I wanted to do was to take my guitar up because I just, it's almost like that was a side of me that I wanted to get rid of for now because I just wanted to not deal with that. And all of a sudden I had to open up my heart, and that's what that music does to me. It opens up my heart. And all of a sudden the only thing I could write and what came to my heart was, I still believe in your faithfulness. I still believe in your truth. Yeah. I still believe in your word. Even when I cannot see, I still believe. And I just wrote that song in like, you know, 15 minutes. I just sat there and wrote the song. And
it's poured out.
It did. It was because it was the Holy Spirit giving me comfort, and didn't realize how much comfort it would bring me. I didn't have the idea when I wrote it, like, oh, I can't wait for this to be a song on the radio. I can't wait for people to hear it. Mm-hmm. It was more like God used a song to heal me, and to see how God has used it. It's been amazing now with the story and everything. So,
well, kind of like in the movie, you have that moment where you're told that in a sense, you know, songs and music is about blessing others. And our blessing to others is, I believe, in direct relationship to the faith and the pain that we've experienced. I mean, look at Jesus himself. How can he bless, you know, so many, but for what he endured on the cross for us?
Yeah, and I think that that's exactly what it is. It's, it's, you know, his suffering provided a way for us to have our sins be completely washed clean, and for us to share in the inheritance of being with him and being in his family, and him being our mediator and the intimacy that we can have with him because of his suffering. So.
Well, Jeremy Camp, we're proud of you, and we're blessed by your music and this movie that is going to touch so many. I know God has great plans for this, and I'm excited to see, as you say, having an evangelistic heart, I, like you, am excited to see how many people realize the true love of God because of the pain that you went through. And, you know, God bless you for being vulnerable and sharing this. I mean, not only with Melissa, but, I mean, you know, you've since remarried, and, you know, Andrea as well. I mean, this is a family project that all of you had to experience together, and that you're opening up, you know, to all of us. And I cannot thank you much. God bless.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.